This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Noah Adams in Iowa on helping farmers after the floods.
First, a news follow-up to the interview we just ran with reporter Jane Mayer on her new book, The Dark Side. It's about the Bush administration's anti-terrorism interrogation policies and whether or not they involve torture.
In Washington today, the House Judiciary Committee is taking testimony about that, and the star witness is former Attorney General John Ashcroft. Slate senior editor Dahlia Lithwick. Hi again, Dahlia. Give us background here. Where does this hearing on interrogation and accusations of torture fit in with the earlier ones?
Well, this is the fifth hearing, Alex, in a long series of hearings that the House Democrats have held. House Republicans say five is too many, seeking to, in effect, reconstruct the birth of this torture policy that Jane Mayer was just talking about, how it came to be that these, quote, alternative methods of interrogation suddenly became legal and kind of down the road turned into waterboarding and other significantly abusive techniques at Guantanamo. So really what congressional Democrats are trying to figure out is whether this series of secret memos that Jane described that redefined torture and then immunized the torturers, whether they were the first step in a logical causal chain that led to torture at Guantanamo Bay and elsewhere.
So what are the specific questions that the committee has today for Mr. Ashcroft in this, Dahlia?
Well, remember, Ashcroft was the attorney general when these secret memos were authorized, when they came out. He was also the attorney general. It was on his watch that these memos were withdrawn by the new head of the Office of Legal Counsel, Jack Goldsmith, who said that they were poorly reasoned, they were bad lawyering. And so really, I think what the House Democrats wanted to hear today was Ashcroft saying, I withdrew the original memos because they were bad and they caused torture. That was certainly the hope. The hope was that they could really get him to explain that those first memos were horrific legal reasoning, and that's why he withdrew them.
And how does Mr. Ashcroft seem to be responding now?
Well, he is just so deft, Alex. First of all, he says, look, we withdrew the bad memos. Doesn't that in itself prove that the system worked? We self-corrected without any oversight. That's his first argument. And then he really, really kind of downplays how bad those first memos were. He talked today about how they were, quote, unnecessary discussions. They were, quote, overly broad, that there was just some bad language in there that needed to be corrected, repaired, and fixed. And so the new memos really sort of tweaked them a little bit, got out the worst of it, but they were did not change the interrogation policies. They did not, that the underlying policies that were approved in the initial memos or supported by the additional memos were still the interrogation policies that were still legal. In fact, he wouldn't say that waterboarding is illegal. So really, he just said, oh, the system works. We fixed what was wrong, and so clearly the system works. Here is a clip of him just explaining how these extreme memos, the initial memos, were really just not ever adhered to. Here's why he withdrew the memos.
One way to think about this is to imagine that a highway had a posted speed limit of 85 miles per hour. But the cars traveling upon it never moved faster than 65 miles per hour. Taking down the 85 mile per hour signs and putting up 65 mile per hour signs would not require a change in driving conduct. It would merely redefine the outer boundaries of what drivers would be said legally could be done. This is precisely what happened with the interrogation advice rendered by the department in 2002 and 2003.
Dahlia, I can't tell from that whether the former attorney general is backing away from what the administration has done or not.
He's really not. What he's in effect saying is everybody was driving 65 miles per hour all along. No laws were broken. Everything was okay. The memos were too extreme, but nobody ever broke any laws. It's important to remember that John Ashcroft is known to have said, quote, history will not remember this kindly. I mean, he, throughout his tenure at the AG's office, was taking strong positions internally and secretly against some of the excesses of the Bush administration. But the face he's presenting to the public today, Alex, is one in lockstep with what the administration did. He says lives were saved because what the administration did.
Slate senior editor Dahlia Lithwick on the testimony today of John Ashcroft before the House Judiciary Committee. Dahlia, thank you again.
It's always a pleasure, Alex.